जय कुंजल हरि जय Hare 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 Hare
శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్యవర్య అష్టోత్కర్షత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ హిస్టివాన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద కీ గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ కీ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత ఈవినింగ్ క్లాస్ కీ యుగధర్మ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన కీ సమవేత భక్త వృంద కీ నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి బోల్ హరి హరి బోల్ హరి హరి ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుణ్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురుర్వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సారజాతం సహనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహన లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ పాంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. At the very onset of present day's discourse, I would like to submit my most respectfully prostrated obeisances unto the lotus feet of their divine lordships, Shri Shri Radha and Shyama Sundara Dev, along with their eternal associates and companions, such as Shri Lalita Devi, Shri Vishakha Devi, Shri Ruparati Manjari, etc. And along with them, I would also like to offer my most respectfully prostrated homages unto the lotus feet of their divine lordships, Shri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shri Shri Nityananda Prabhu, along with their perpetual entourage, such as Shri the Rupa Goswami, Shri the Sanatana Goswami, and all the six Goswamis of Shri Dhama Vrindavan. Finally, I would also like to pay my obeisances and due respects unto His Divine Grace, unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri La Prabhupada, who has very artistically propagated the doctrine of Krishna consciousness throughout this world in this present modern era in a most unique and fantastic, unprecedented way. Conclusively, I would also like to pay my obeisances and due respects unto the lotus feet of all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord present herein. And thereafter, I would now like to commence our proposed context of today's discussion, the context of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, text number 7. And the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is entitled as Knowledge of the Absolute. So we will just read the shloka and the translation given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and we will endeavor to cover the most significant themes that Srila Prabhupada or that His Divine Grace has mentioned in His Transcendental Bhaktivedanta Purport.
Mattaha paratam nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mayi sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva.
So Lord Krishna is imparting His transcendental servants, His divine instructions to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and He says to Arjuna, O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So, in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada writes that actually there is an ongoing controversy in regards to the ultimate form of absolute truth, Parabrahma or Paratattva. But this ongoing controversy has been resolved in Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Lord Hrishikesh in front of his dear disciple, friend and devotee Gurakesh Arjuna. So Lord Krishna has made it very clear in very emphatic terms, without leaving any scope of doubts, without leaving any type of jurisdiction where the queries or so-called doubts can prevail. Shri Krishna makes it very clear, emphasizing the point that mattaha parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjay mani sarvamidam prodam sutre manigana iva. Mattaha parataram, that is, kinchit asti parataram nasti matta. There is nothing in all the three worlds, in all the 14 planetary systems, in all the four types, or in all the four divisions of the total creation. There are four divisions in the total creation. Actually, there are three types of different worlds. The first type of world is known as material world, and that forms, that consists, 1/4 of the total creation, stimulated by the Lord. Then 3/4 of the creation, 3/4 of the total aggregate creation is comprised of spiritual and marginal worlds. Spiritual world is the place where Lord Narayana, along with the first quadruple expansion of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, the second quadruple expansion of again Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Lord Krishna, and all his different expansions and incarnations are residing, are inhabiting, are performing their pastimes while dwelling in that transcendental realm. That transcendental realm is known as the spiritual world, Adhyatmika Jagat, and then there is marginal world. And that marginal world is forming the boundary line between the transcendental and the material, these two types of worlds. And in this boundary line, known as Karam Sagar or the causal ocean, wherein Karamdakshai Mahavishnu is presiding, who is the first Purusha avatar, who is the first Purusha incarnation, and who is also the super soul of aggregate material universes combined. His Samashti Paramatma. Samashti Paramatma means, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explains in Raghu Bhagavatamritam that Karamdakshai Mahavishnu is the aggregate super soul of all the aggregate material universes combined together. So this Karamdakshai Mahavishnu, the place wherein he rests, wherein the Maya cannot enter, or wherein the Maya cannot poke her nose into, that place is known as marginal world. So all these three types of worlds combined together form the Chatushpada Vibhuti. Actually, the Vedas are then fond of mentioning Lord's creation as Chatushpada Vibhuti. That's why in the Purusha Sukta prayers we see, Om Tripadur Dvam Udai Purusha Padasyeha Bhavat Puraha Tato Vyakram Vyashanat Sashanana Shane Shane. So in the Vedas it has been described that the Chatushpada Vibhuti or the total creation is divided into four parts. Among the four parts, one part is the total material creation. So in all these different types of creations, In the whole creation of the Lord taken together, there is no other entity. No other entity exists, no other object exists, whether of movable type, immovable type, sentient type, insentient type, cognitive type, incognitive type, animate type, inanimate type, conscious type, unconscious type. No such entity or object exists within all these different types of creations who can either equal the position of the Lord or can surpass or excel the position of the Lord. And that is why the Lord is known as Asamaut. Asamaut means that he cannot be excelled, he is unexcellable, and he cannot be surpassed, he being the most exalted, he being the topmost supreme personality of Godhead. And this Siddhanta, that not even the demigods like Brahma, Indra, Varun, Chandra, Surya, Yam, etc. can either equal his position or surpass him, then what to speak of the ordinary living entities found in many different types of 8,400,000 species. And that is why it has been described, it has been emphasized not only in this one part of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but as Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, in many different parts of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Actually, the whole Bhagavad Gita is devoted in explaining this most important scriptural conclusion, Shastriya Siddhanta, that Shri Krishna is the original primeval supreme personality of Godhead, Parapartattva Swayam Bhagavan, Purna Purushottam Shri Krishna. And that is why we find that in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in elsewhere, because what is the whole ambition of all the different types of Vedic literatures? There are many different types of Vedic literatures, as it has been substantiated in Sri Harimansha Puran by Lord Vyasadeva himself, when he says that Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tatha Adava Madhye Cha Antye Cha Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. That in all the different types of Vedic literatures, such as the Shrutis or the four principal Vedas, chronologically, sequentially entitled as Rig Veda Samhita, Yajur Veda Samhita, Atharva Veda Samhita, and Sama Veda Samhita. And then there are 108 Upanishads, like starting from Ishavasya Upanishad and ending with Muktika Upanishad. There are 108 Upanishads which are part of these four Vedas. These are known as Shrutis. Then there are different types of Smritis which include Mahabharata, and then part of Mahabharata is Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita forms chapters 25 up to chapters 42 of the Bhishma Purva section of Mahabharata. So, Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata, and all the different types of 18 Puranas, including Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Purana, etc., different types of Pancharatras, Samhitas, are known as Smritis. So, generally the Vedas are known as Nigam, and the Puranas and Mahabharata and the Valmiki Ramayana, they are known as, the Smritis are known as Agam. So, all the different types of Vedic literatures and their corollaries, Vede Rama Yane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tatha Adapa Madhye Cha Antye Cha Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. In all the Vedas, in the Ramayana, in the Mahabharata, and in all the Puranas, in the beginning of these aforementioned Vedic scriptures, in the centralmost part and in the ending part, in all the three different parts, what is the central theme being described? What is the central theme being emphasized? And that is Adapa Madhye Cha Antye Cha Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. In all these different places, in the beginning, middle and end, Lord Hari has been glorified in multifarious, in manifold, different ways, full of different varieties. Sometimes the Vedas and the scriptures talk about this same Shri Krishna in an indirect way, especially in the portions dealing with fruitive activities, Karmakanda section. Especially in the portions dealing with the Jnanakanda section or the impersonal form of the Absolute Truth, and in the different portions regarding the worships of different demigods, Upasana Kanda. There are three topics, Upasana Kanda, Jnanakanda, and Karmakanda in Vedas. And in all these three different sections, the Vedas sometimes have directly glorified Lord Krishna, as in Vasudeva Upanishad, Gopal Uttara Tapri Upanishad, Gopal Guru Tapri Upanishad, Mahanarayana Upanishad, etc. In these Upanishads, in these parts of the Vedas, Krishna has been described, has been vividly depicted by Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva in rather indirect, or rather in a direct way. And in other parts of the Vedas, most of the portions of the Vedas, in the majority of the Vedas, Krishna has been described using rather an indirect approach. He is not directly described. And this style of describing Shri Krishna, directly and indirectly, is confirmed by the Shastra, is confirmed by Narayana himself in the four seed-like verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaturshloki Srimad Bhagavatam, found within the second canto in the conversation between Lord Brahma and Narada. The four seed verses of Bhagavatam that were imparted by Lord Narayana unto Lord Brahma, the last verse is Etavadeva jigyasyam tatva jigyasunatmanah anvayavyatirekabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. O Brahma, this is the instruction of Lord Narayana unto his son. O Brahma, you should therefore always endeavor to inquire into the nature of myself, into my nature, or into the nature of Parabrahma, who is non different from me, both directly and indirectly. Anvayavyatirekabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. Anvaya means directly, and Vyatireka means indirectly. And the same thing has been stated in the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadhyasya yaton vayadi taratah chatrishva bhigyah swarat. So itaratah anvayad itaratah. Itaratah means the same as Vyatireka abhyam. Itaratah means indirectly, and anvayad means directly. So the very first verse of Bhagavatam also proposes these two types, or makes these two types of approaches legitimate in regards to the nature of the Lord. If these two types of approaches are used to know the nature of the Lord, to know or to become acquainted with this supramundane, non-phenomenal, transcendental nature of the Lord, then it is completely legitimate. That is why Adava Madhye Cha Antye Cha Harihi Sarvatra Kiyate. In the beginning portions, in the central portions, and in the ending portions of all the scriptures, all the revealed, authorized, bona fide, authentic Vedic scriptures, only Shri Krishna has been described. Now the person can question, how is it that only Shri Krishna has been described? So now a person can question that Shri Krishna might have been described in the beginning, central, and ending portions of the Shastra, but not everywhere, not everywhere. Only in the beginning, only in the middle, only in the end, taking the verse literally. So Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, he confronts with this so-called argumentative contention and says, not only in the beginning, end, and in the middle, but everywhere. That means between middle and beginning, and between middle and end, everywhere. In all the different parts of the Vedic scriptures, every single shloka, every single mantra, every single statement, every single word and syllable found within that word only denotes, describes, and implies to Shri Krishna. That is why Srila Madhvacharya has quoted one verse from the Sama Veda in his Madhva Bhashya, in his commentary to Vedanta Sutra. And this verse that he has quoted, Namani Sarvani Iha Jagati Vishnoho Tani Sarvani. This mantra that he has quoted from Samaveda Sanghita means, very directly states, this verse states that all the different types of nouns and pronouns and adjectives, all the different types of words in existence, so to speak, especially all the words of the Sanskrit language, primarily indicate, primarily denote Lord Narayana, and only secondarily denote their respective meanings taken by the general populace in this world. Just like an example. All the words in the Sanskrit language especially, just like an example, even the word Shiva. Shiva is word of Sanskrit language. It's a noun found within Sanskrit language. So Shiva, the word Shiva primarily indicates, on the strength of this particular statement of Samaveda Sanghita, the word Shiva primarily indicates Lord Narayana, and only secondarily indicates Shri Mahadeva, the greatest devotee of the Lord, the husband of Parvati and Durga. So likewise, all the different portions of the Vedic scriptures, which rather seem apparently dealing with the glorification of other demigods, or the glorification of the impersonal form of the Absolute Truth, or the glorification of the localized portion of the Absolute Truth, that is Super Soul, indwelling monitor, or the Oversoul, known as Paramatma, Kshiro, Dakshaya, Vishnu, all these portions, which rather seem completely disconnected with Sri Narayana or Sri Krishna, and which rather seem apparently connected with the different deities and with the different demigods and with the different forms of the Absolute Truth like the Vishesh Nirakar, Brahma, etc. Actually, they are primarily indicating Lord Krishna and his personal form, and only indirectly they are indicating the impersonal Brahman, the other demigods and the other different varieties of objects. That is why Arama Dhyecha Antyecha Harihi Sarvatra Dhyate. Sarvatra means everywhere. Not only in some specific portions of the Shastras, but everywhere. In the Vedas and in the Shastras, in the scriptures, only Shri Krishna has been explained as the only sole, single, primary target existing. That's the only single and most important target of the Vedas. And that is why Shri Krishna substantiates, he corroborates the same idea and the same conclusion in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Shri Krishna again states that mattah paritaram, vedaischa sarvair ahadeva vedyam vedanta krita veda videva chaham Vedaishtra Mattah Smriti Jnanam Apoharam Cha Vedaishtra Sarvai Ahadeva Vedyam Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Cha. Mattah means from me emanates the knowledge, the remembrance and the forgetfulness. Smriti means remembrance. The ability to recall some past incident. The ability to recall some past incident or occurrence or event is known as remembrance or smriti. Then comes jnana or knowledge, cognition, erudition. And then comes apoharam, means taking away of the knowledge or remembrance, that is forgetfulness. So I am the cause of both the remembrance, the forgetfulness and the knowledge. And vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyam. By all the Vedas, only I am to be known as the primary, most predominant object. By all the Vedas, certainly I am to be known, Vedaishtra Sarvai Aham Eva Vidyam, Vedanta Krit. And because I have written the Vedas, because I have compiled the Vedic scriptures, and because these Vedic scriptures have become manifest from my desire and from my transcendental body. And this fact has also been substantiated in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad of the Vedas, wherein it is stated that evam va are vaitrei asya mahato bhutasya nishvasitam etad yat rigveda yajurveda samaveda tamangirasa itihasa puranam. That all these four Vedas, including the itihas Mahabharata, including all the Puranas and other Vedic scriptures, they have all emanated from the outward breath, from the exhalation of Karma Dakshaya Mahavishnu. So Lord Vishnu is both the compiler and the original source of the Vedas and their manifestation. That is why Vedanta Krit, I am the compiler, I am the person who makes all the Vedas and other corollary Vedic literatures emanate, and I am the basis, I am the shelter for their existence. I am the shelter for the existence of the Vedic scriptures. Vedanta Krit, Veda Vidaya Chaham, and because I am the compiler of the Vedas, only I know, being their author, only I am perfectly aware with their original intention and their real factual import and purport. And that import and purport and intention of the Vedas is certainly to glorify me. And because I am the author, I can say this in most authorized way. No one else can challenge me. So Vedanta Krit Veda Vidaya Chaham, and following this principle, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also, because that's the common goal of all Vedic scriptures, but especially Srimad Bhagavad Gita mentions this point emphatically in a very direct way, not in an indirect way. Bhagavad Gita is not dealing with who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita is not dealing with this question in an indirect way, but rather uses the direct method of approach. And in many places, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Shri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially in the later chapters, it is said, Aham sarvasya prabhava mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam budhabha samanvitaha. Aham sarvasya prabhava, he says to Arjuna, that I am the origin of all the different types of existing items. Aham sarvasya prabhu, everything emanates from me, everything emanates from me or becomes manifest from my transcendental self. Aham sarvasya prabhu and mattah sarvam pravartate, and from me, again he says, and from me everything comes out. Mattah sarvam pravartate iti mattva bhajante maam. Thus knowing my transcendental prowess and my transcendental opulence, one who endowed with this knowledge of mine worships me iti mattva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha, worships me with pure devotional sentiments and bhava, is certainly becomes eligible for becoming liberated from this mundane world. So aham sarvasya prabhu mattah sarvam pravartate iti mattva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Then also in the 5th chapter, 29th verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna again corroborates and confirms and affirms the same idea by saying, bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhritam sarva bhutanam gyatva maham shanti mrichati bhoktaram yagya tapasam. That I am the only enjoyer existing in the whole world, and everything is actually meant for my enjoyment, because I am the lord of all the three different types of potencies or energies, like internal potency, antaranga shakti, marginal potency, takastha jiva shakti, kshatriya shakti, and mahamaya shakti, that is the external potency. Because I am the original reservoir, samam bonam, and the shelter of all these three potencies, and because I am the only potent principle, shakti maam tattva, and these three are my shaktis or energies or potencies, that is why I am the only enjoyer of all these three different types of potencies existing. And all the different types of varieties which are existing as subcategories of these potencies, they are those varieties existing within the subcategories of these potencies, they are also only for my enjoyment, they are intended. So bhoktaram yagya tapasam. And then he gives example that all the different types of sacrifices performed or accomplished by different types of people of different mentalities, all these different sacrifices accomplished are also for my sake. I am the only lord, master and enjoyer of all the sacrifices, and not only the sacrifices, not only the yajnas, but also I am the enjoyer, lord and master of all the different types of penances and austerities performed. Penances and austerities performed, all the different types of tapasyas. So bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. And I am not only the master of penances and sacrifices, but of the whole world. Sarva loka maheshwaram. I am the greatest controller. Being the absolute truth, I am the greatest controller of the whole world. Sarva loka maheshwaram. I am the great master of the whole world. Suhinam sarva bhutanam. And I am the well-wisher of all the living entities found within this creation. Yatva maam shanti mrichati. One who becomes acquainted with my nature in this way is certainly eligible for attaining and for obtaining eternal perpetual peace by becoming liberated from this world and by entering into my transcendental holy abode known as Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. So that is the import there. And then Shri Krishna makes it very clear that I am the basis for my impersonal form. Because Srila Prabhupada in the purport to this verse mentions that this is the ongoing controversy, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, because it utilizes the direct approach of solving all the different types of problems, disputes and controversies. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita also makes it clear whether Lord Shri Krishna, his personal form, is the greatest form of absolute truth, or his impersonal form is the exalted or the greatest form of absolute truth. That question is very clearly dealt within Bhagavad Gita when Lord Shri Krishna says in the end of the 14th chapter, Brahmana hi prateshtaham amritasya vyayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya ikantikasya cha. That I am certainly, O Arjun, the root, shelter and the basis on which the impersonal effulgence of mine, primarily known as Brahma or Brahma Jyoti, rests upon. This impersonal effulgence of mine rests upon me, because I am the root basis, shelter and the original source for this impersonal Brahman. And this fact has also been substantiated within the Brahma Sanghita by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Govindadeva, when Lord Brahma says,
Yasya prabha prabhavato jagatanda kautihi kautishvasharsha vasudhati vibhuti vinnam tada brahma nishkala manantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I adore that primeval Lord Govindadeva, or that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna of Vrindavan, whose bodily effulgence, whose radiance emanating from his transcendental body, and that transcendental body is the embodiment, it is the personification of eternal existence, sat, of cognition, full knowledge, that is chit, and of transcendental paramount bliss, or the topmost form of felicity or happiness, that is Ananda. And because my personal form is the personification, is the embodiment of all these three aspects of my nature, Sat, Chit and Ananda, these three aspects, knowledge, bliss and eternal existence, and that is why I am known as Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. And Brahma has said the same thing, Ishwarah Paramaha Krishnaha Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam. That Govindadeva is the original cause of all the causes, and he has no exterior cause. He has no cause. He himself is the cause of not only the marginal, the internal and the external potencies and all the different types of sub-varieties found within these potencies, but he is also the original source for all the different types of Vishnu Tattva, Swansha, expansions and incarnations, like Shri Narayana, Shri Ramachandra, Shri Varahadeva, Matsya, Kurma, Narasimha, etc. And that is why Brahma Sanhita again states that Ramadi Murtesha Kala Niyamena Tishthan Nara Vataya Bhakarod Bhuvanesha Vindu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramaha Kumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Ramadi Murtesha Kala Niyamena Tishthan. Lord Shri Krishna is present within the different transcendental forms of Ram, Vara, Narasimha, etc. either as his expansions or as the portions of his expansions, either as his Kala or as his Ansha, Swansha. So all these different forms or incarnations or expansions of the Lord, which are actually not different from him, ontologically speaking, but they are expansions and expansions of his expansions. The original primeval Lord is Shri Krishna of Vrindavan, Swayam Rupa Swayam Bhagavan. So Ramadi Murtishu Kalamyameva Tishthan Nana Avatar Akarod Bhuvanesha Kintu. And then the same fact has also been explained again in Brahma Sanhita by giving a very illustrious example, an instance. Deepar Chireva Hikashantara Mabhyumritya Deepayate Vivrita Hetu Samana Dharma Yasta Drigeva Hichavishvataya Vibhati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That just like there is an original candle, and there are many different hundreds and millions of candles existing, and all these hundreds and millions of candles existing who are also burning with the same type of light, who are also lit with the same type of light and the same type of heat and the same type of light. All the different candles, they are also having same amount of light and heat in their spark. And the original candle also has the same amount, the same quantity of light and heat in its spark. But still, what's the difference? Without the original candle existing, the other candles cannot come into existence. They cannot be lit without the original candle itself being lit. And that is why that's the only difference which makes Krishna Swayam Bhagavan and also segregated from other expansions and incarnations. And all the ontologically speaking, there is no difference, because as Rupa Goswami mentions in the Bhakti Swami Kasindu, Siddhanta Tastva Bhedevi Shri Shakrishna Swarupayah Raseno Krishna Rupam Krishna Veshara Sastitihi. Siddhanta Tastva Bhedevi, according to the Siddhanta, according to the ontological analysis and thesis of the whole matter, according to the Siddhanta established by the Shastra, there is absolutely no difference between the different forms like Narayana, Ram, etc. and Shri Krishna of Vrindavan. There is absolutely no difference. Only one person has become manifest in these many different incarnations and Vishwatattva expansions. Now, this is not the same relation that Sri Krishna shares with different devis and devatas or demigods of celestial paradise. No, they are within Narayana. They are separated expansions of Lord Narayana, but these other incarnations like Narayana, Vara, Matsya, they are non-separated expansions of Sri Krishna. They are Swanshu. There are two types of expansions. So living entities are separated expansions. Because the Varaha Purana, Lord Vyasadeva has made himself very clear in Varaha Purana by stating that Swanshashchatha Vibhinnanshah, that there are two types of anshas, Swansha and Vibhinnansha. So, although these incarnations and expansions of Sri Krishna are ontologically speaking not different from him, having the same power and having the same potency and prowess and opulence, but still, Raseno Krishnate Rubam Krishnaneshasthiti. There is some difference, at least in the domain of Madhurya, at least in the domain of sweetness, and in the domain of especially the four types of sweetnesses, which make the rasa in Sri Krishna's personality more condensed than the rasa found within other incarnations and their internal identities and in their internal natures. So the rasa, the amount in which rasa or the transcendental pleasure is found within Sri Krishna is the ultimate amount. And this rasa, which is found in ultimate amount in Sri Krishna's personality, is due to four types of sweetnesses. Chaturdha madhuri tasya braja eva virajate. The four types of sweetnesses are certainly existing only in Sri Ramdandavan. That is what Rupa Goswami has said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And what are these sweetnesses? The sweetness of his flute, Venu Madhuri. The sweetness of his love, Prema Madhuri. The sweetness of his divine, enchanting, all attractive countenance and form, that is the Rupa Madhuri. And the sweetness of his divine pastimes, that is Leela Madhuri. So because Sri Krishna has these four types of sweetnesses within his personality, and because these sweetnesses are not found in all the other different forms of the Lord, and that is why all the other different forms of the Lord are certainly inferior to him, and Sri Krishna is the most original primeval form. So as it has been substantiated by Ramadi Murtishu and Dipachaya Vahitashandara, these two shlokas of Brahma Sanhita, Ishwara Paramaha Krishna, again come back to the first verse of the fifth chapter of Brahma Sanhita, Sri Krishna is established as the topmost personality of Godhead, Ishwara Paramaha Krishna. Satchitananda Vigraha. And here also Sri Krishna says, Maddha Parataram Namya. There is no one superior to me. Parataram means superior. And then the supreme is Krishna. Param means supreme in Brahma Sanhita. Ishwara Paramaha Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, he is the embodiment of perpetual existence, of cognition, and of transcendental paramount felicity or bliss. Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradari Govindaha, Sarvakarana Karana. So, even Brahma Sanhita affirms this position of Lord Krishna. And then again, by describing impersonal Brahman as subordinate to Sri Krishna, Brahmaji says, Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koteshvashesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vignam. That Sri Krishna, whose bodily effulgence, the radiance or the illumination or the transcendental effulgence coming out or emanating from whose transcendental form is known as the so-called impersonal Brahman, Nirvishesh Nirakar Brahman. And to that Sri Krishna I bow down. Because if the transcendental form of the Lord is not existing, then the effulgence emanating, the radiance emanating, the transcendental divine halo emanating from Sri Krishna's transcendental body certainly cannot have any existence. Karya Karana Sambandha, the cause and effect relationship acts there. Cause and effect. The cause is Sri Krishna's transcendental form and the effect is the transcendental effulgence known as Brahmajyoti, the impersonal Brahman. And that is why Krishna has said, Brahmanam Pratishtaham. I am the ultimate basis and shelter for the impersonal Brahman, which is rather immortal. The impersonal Brahman is designated by Jnanis as immortal, as imperishable. Amritasya Avyayasya Cha, Amrita and Avyaya. Shashwatasya Cha, it is eternal, and its constitutional nature is that it is full of bliss. Impersonal Brahman also has transcendental bliss, which is beyond the three modes. But I am the root basis of that so-called impersonal Brahman. That is why Srila Jiva Goswami also writes in the very beginning of his Tattva Siddharva that Yasya Brahmeti Sanyam Kvachitapi Nigame Yati Chajmatra Satta Pyamsho Yasyam Shakai Hari Swairi Bhavati Vashayan Deva Mayam Pumanscha Eram Yasya Iva Rupam Vidasati Parama Vyomi Narayana Khyam Sa Shri Krishna Vidhattam Svayam Iha Bhagavan Prema Tattara Bhajam. That Shri Krishna, the original primal supreme personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, may bestow the transcendental divine unalloyed a love for his lotus feet unto us, the devotees who are like bumblebees and honeybees, always attracted in sucking the sweet nectar from the lotus of his from his lotus feet, which are compared with transcendental lotus flower. May that Shri Krishna bestow transcendental prem unto us who are the devotees like bumblebees, and that Shri Krishna whose bodily effulgence, which is Chinmatra Satta means Shri Krishna's one form, which only has the three different types of internal potencies, Sandhini, Samvit and Ahladini, in that dormant stage. The Sandhini, Samvit and Ahladini, Ahladini means pleasure giving, Sandhini means existence providing, and Samvit means domination providing. So these three divine internal potencies of the Lord are rather situated in an inactive, dormant, undeveloped stage in the impersonal Brahman feature of the Lord. So that Yasya Brahmeti Sanyam Kvachitapi Nigame Yati Chinmatra Satta, somewhere in some parts of the Vedas or Nigam and in some parts of the Upanishads, that feature of the Lord, which only has the transcendental internal potency in a dormant stage, is sometimes known as Brahman. And then Yadakvaitam Brahmo, Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadasya Viraja says, Yadakvaitam Brahmo Parishadi, Tadakyasya Tanubha, Yatmantaryami Purusha Iti Sosyamshari Bhavaha, Shareshwariya Bhaipuranam Yaya Bhagavan Sa Swayam Miham, Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha. There is no other truth superior to Paratattvam Paramiha. Same thing as Mattah Paratarunanya. There is no other truth superior to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the self same as Shri Radhavatam Shri Krishna of Vrindavan, and even the impersonal form, which is rather very much highly appreciated in the Upanishad section. Yada Dvaitam Brahmo Upanishadi Tadapyasya Tanubha, that impersonal form is just Shri Krishna's Tanubha. Tanubha means the bodily effulgence. So that is why it has been ultimately accepted by Shri Krishna and by all the acharyas and by all the sages and devatas that Shri Krishna is the ultimate personality of Godhead. Even Lord Shiva himself states in Padma Purana in front of Parvati that Harireva Sadaratyaha Sarvadeveshvareshvarah Itare Brahma Rudravyana Vajyaya Kalachana. And Shri Krishna has also made his superior, not only he has not established his position superior to not only the impersonal form Nirvishesh Brahma, but he has also established his position in Srimad Bhagavad Gita superior and exalted to other demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Saraswati, Durga, Surya, Yama, etc. And that is why it is directly accepted by Lord Shiva also in Padma Purana. Lord Shiva is telling Parvati, and Vyasadeva is writing this shloka. And what is the shloka? Harireva Sadaratya Sarvadeveshvareshvara. O Parvati, Lord Hari, Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu, certainly he is always the highest object of worship. Harireva Sada Aratya. Certainly and only. Eva means, Eva has two meanings. Eva, first meaning of Eva is certainly, without any doubt. And second meaning of Eva is only. That makes Krishna's worship exclusive worship. No necessity is deemed proper of the worship of any other different type of demigod or supernatural power existing, because Krishna is the absolute truth. He is the param tattva. That is why Harireva Sadaratya. Only Shri Krishna is the only and certainly the highest object of worship. Sarvadeveshvareshvarah. And why? He is of such unprecedented nature. This nature which no other living entity has or possesses, and only Shri Krishna possesses. Why it is like this? Because Sarvadevishwarishwaraha, he is not the ordinary living entity for sure, but he is not Deva or demigod who is having some supernatural powers and who the other living entities found within the lower species regard and adore and worship because they have some supernatural powers. He is not one of those demigods even who are having supernatural powers and who are residing in paradise, in Swargalok. He is not Indra, Yama, Surya, Varuna, Chandra, etc. He is not one of the 330 million demigods. He is not the controller of these 330 million demigods. He is not even Shiva and Brahma. Shiva and Brahma are the Deva Ishwar. Deva Ishwar means the controller of all the different types of 330 million demigods. But he is not even Deveshwar. He is not even Shiva and Brahma. He is Sarva Deveshwar. No, he is not even Sarva Deveshwar. He is not even the controller of Shiva and Brahma, who is Narayan. But he is the father, he is the original source of even Narayan, who is in turn controller of Shiva and Brahma, and who are in turn controllers of 330 million demigods, who are in turn worshipped by the living entities of ordinary nature. That is why Sarva Deveshwareshwarah Harireva Satarakya Sarva Deveshwareshwarah Itare Brahma Rudra. And that is why, even though he is the highly worshipable item, but now this part of the verse is irrelevant to us in this particular time. But Lord Shiva mentions Itare Brahma Rudra. Although Lord Hari is the highest object of worship, the other demigods who are representing different powers given by the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, they also should not be disrespected because they have been given powers by the Lord. So they are representing the authority of the Lord at least to some extent. So then he would be given suitable, proper respect. Itare Brahma Rudravya Nava Yeya Kadachana. But at the same time, Hari is the supermost object of worship. And then the same effect has also been corroborated by Lord Shiva, again in Padma Puran, when he says, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. That among all the different types of worships of demigods, worships of forefathers, ancestors, worships of human beings, ghosts, spirits and phantoms, Yanti Devavata Devan Pitri Yanti Pitri Vataha Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya Yanti Madhya Jinotimam. So among the worship of all different types, whether worship on the level of goodness, special ignorance, or the worship on the platform of transcendence, among all the different types of worships, certainly the worship of Lord Narayana is the best type of worship because Lord Narayana is the supermost entity existing, and because Shri Krishna is even the original source of Narayana. That is why Ete Chanshtaraha Punsaha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And Brahma is also substantiating this fact in Bhagavatam 14th, 10th canto 14th chapter when he prays to Krishna. He says that you are not my father Narayana, but rather my father Narayana, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, is your path or your expansion. That is why Brahma says, Narayan tvam nahi sarvadehinam atmasya dhishakhila loka sakshi Narayanam andhagana bhujarayanam takchan satyam natavaiva maya. That Narayan, Narayanam tvam nahi sarvadehinam, that Narayan who is the super soul existing within the hearts of all the living beings, atmasya dhishakhila loka sakshi, and who is the controller of all three universes, Atma Sri Shakya Loka Sakshi, Narayana Angandara Bhujalayana. But that Narayan is your part, is part of you, is an expansion of you, is not Shri Krishna or the Swayam Bhagavan Shri Krishna, but is an expansion or portion of Shri Krishna or part of Shri Krishna. Narayana Angandara Bhujalayana. So the most exalted position of Shri Krishna has been established by all the different Vedic scriptures, by different acharyas, by different demigods like Lord Shiva himself. And Lord Shiva at last says in Shiva Puran to Parvati that Teneva Hetu Bhutena Vayam Jata Maheshwari Karam Sarva Bhutanam Sa Ekaham Parameshwarah. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is only one. And He is the ultimate cause of all of us. All of us means including me, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, etc. O Maheshwari, O Parvati, that Narayan is certainly the ultimate cause of all of us. even all of us demigods. That is why Hari Karanam Sarva Bhutanam Sa Ekah Parameshwarah Tenaiva Hetu Bhutena Vayam Jata Maheshwari. And by Him, the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, who is the ultimate cause, we have been emanated. Vayam Jata Maheshwari. O Parvati, this is the reality. So, even the great demigods like Lord Shiva have corroborated, the great demigods like Lord Brahma have substantiated this fact. So, different acharyas, different devatas, demigods, different Vedic scriptures, and then the Supreme Personality of God and Sri Krishna Himself again puts His final stamp and signature on this Shastriya conclusion in Srimad Bhagavad Gita by finally stating Mattah Parataram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dharanjaya Mai Saramidam Prodam Supremai Varayiva. On top of me, there is no other superior truth existing anywhere in all the different types of creation, the whole Chatushpad Vibhuti, and just everything rests upon me. Just like the pearls are strung or are sheltered on piece of a thread. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Srimad Bhagavad Gita ji, Srimad Bhagavad Gita class ki, Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or comments from anyone in the audience? Yes. No. These three potencies, Sandhini, Samvit, and Ahladini, which are corresponding to the three attributes, Sat, Chit, and Ananda, these potencies are completely in a dormant, inactive, and undeveloped stage within impersonal Brahman, but they are in a developed and manifest form in an active stage in the super soul feature, the Paramatma feature, but not in fully manifest and fully developed stage as they are found in the Bhagavan feature. So Paramatma feature has manifest form of these three potencies within its personality, but not in the same amount that the Bhagavan feature has. In the Bhagavan feature, all these three aspects of Sat, Chit, and Ananda are full-fledged, so to say. This is the Shastra conclusion. Yeah.
The renowned teacher is the highest form of
Yes. Okay.
What
any other question?
What is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna? So it will contradict.
Yes. Yes. Any other question?
Yeah.
Give the mic to that devotee.
She asked a question, you gave an answer, but I've heard something different from Prabhupada.
Oh, okay.
I've read, I think in Isopanishad, that Brahman is the sat feature of the Lord, Paramatma is sat and chit, and Bhagavan is sat, chit, and Ananda, all three.
Yeah, the reason why it is stated like that by Srila Prabhupada in Isopanishad is that Brahman is not super soul. What is the function of super soul or Paramatma? The function of super soul is that he knows everything, whatever which is happening, whatever which is occurring in all the different parts, corners and nooks of the universe. Because he's all-pervading. Paramatma or super soul is all-pervading. He knows everything, and that is why Paramatma feature is omniscient. Omniscient means he's full of cognition. Cognition means the same thing as chit. But the impersonal Brahman is not all-pervading, like Paramatma. That is why it does not have cognition or the omniscience like the Paramatma has. And Ananda, actually Ananda is present within impersonal Brahman, that Brahmananda, the pleasure of the impersonal form, that Brahmananda is present within the impersonal Brahman feature, but it is not present in the same amount as it is present in the super soul and as it is present in the Bhagavan feature. It is rather the Anand which is found in the Brahman feature is dormant pleasure. It is not active or pleasure full of varieties. Another thing is, so Brahman is only left with one aspect, Sat. That means eternal existence. If we say that even eternal existence, actually eternal existence is also dormant. Like the other attributes of Chit and Ananda, like they are also dormant within the Brahman feature. The eternal existence is also dormant. The Sat aspect is also dormant within the Brahman feature. But then Sat aspect is the only perceptible form of Brahman feature. If Sat aspect means if Brahman is not existing, okay, if knowledge is not there and pleasure is not there, still something can exist. But if you say that the Asat aspect or the existence is also not there, then Brahman becomes completely futile object without having any type of existence, like a phantasmagoria. And that is why even though the Sat aspect or the aspect of existence, eternal existence, is dormant within Brahman, but that's the only perceptible aspect within its feature. That is why it is said that Brahman represents the Sat aspect, and Paramatma predominantly represents the Chit aspect, and the Bhagavan predominantly represents the Ananda aspect. And if you have any other questions on top of this, we can discuss privately. Okay. Actually, Jiva Goswami in his Bhagavata Sandarbha, he makes it very clear that all the three, Sat, Chit and Ananda, they are in a dormant position within the impersonal Brahman aspect. So that's the ultimate Siddhanta, but then still Sat aspect is more predominant in Brahman than the Chit and Ananda. That is why Srila Prabhupada has mentioned it like in that way, in Ishopanishad. Yes.
I'm also Brahma, you're also Brahma, we're also Brahma. But we have active cognizance, whereas the Brahman you're describing has inactive cognizance.
You see, the Upanishad says, Aham Brahmasmi. Especially the Chandogya Upanishad, in the conversation of Nachiketa and his father, Nachiketa has been instructed that Aham Brahmasmi. You should think that I'm impersonal, I'm Brahman. So there the word Brahman does not mean the same as the impersonal Brahman effulgence. This interpretation that living entity is the same as the impersonal Brahman is taken by the Mayavadis or the followers of Shankaracharya. But the Vaishnavas, they interpret Aham Brahmasmi meaning that living entity is Brahman only in one sense, not in the ultimate sense, but only in a relative sense. Only in a relative sense, living entity is to be considered Brahman. But even though he may be considered Brahman, he is not the impersonal Brahman effulgence of the Lord, because he is not an effulgence coming out from Lord's personality. Nowhere in the Shastras it has been described that Jivatma is an effulgence coming out from the transcendental body of Lord Govindadeva. So he is just a tiny spark. He is not that vast effulgence of transcendental pleasure which is impersonal Brahman. So impersonal Brahman aspect is certainly one feature of Lord Narayana, Lord Krishna. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattva vyaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavani nishabdyate. And the impersonal Brahman aspect is to be considered potent. It's not falling within the potency. Whereas the living entities or the jivatmas, they are falling within the potency division. You see, there is one potent division and then there is one potency division. So there are three types of potencies: internal, external and marginal. Marginal is the living entity. And then the potent principle again appears in three different forms: impersonal Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So impersonal Brahman is a type of potent feature. It's not type of potency. Brahman is not found within the potency division, it's rather found within the potent division. Right. It's Shakti, it's one form of the Shaktiman, it's not Shakti. Right. So impersonal Brahman not being the marginal potency or any other type of potency is the possessor of the potency actually. It's not the potency itself. So that's the difference, and that is why the living entity Jivatma can never become impersonal Brahman, which is the potent principle. Can never become. That is why Aham Brahmasmi does not mean that the living entity has either become impersonal Brahman or the personal Bhagavan or the Paramatma. No, he can never become the potent. He is always potent. But due to some similarity, due to some similarity. What is that similarity? That is also been explained in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Nityo nityanam chetanaschetananam ego bahunam yogidhati kamam. There are two similarities, common similarities existing within the Shri Krishna and existing within the living entity. What's that similarity? Living entity is also eternal. And that has been explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Eternal means nitya, is without end, is without beginning, living entity. And Shri Krishna is also without end and without beginning. He is also nitya, he is also eternal and perpetual. Similarity, right? And then Chetanam, Chetanas Chetanana. Living entity is also conscious because his spirit soul is not dead like the inert matter. He is conscious, he is full of knowledge. And Bhagavan is also conscious, having the faculties of desire, thinking and feeling, willing and thinking. Living entity also has the faculties of thinking, willing and feeling. Bhagavan also has. Because both of them are conscious and both of them are eternal, but then what's again the difference? These are the two similarities. That is why living entity in some sense is considered Brahman. Only in a partial relative sense, not in an ultimate total sense. But then the main difference is Shri Krishna is the topmost eternal entity existing among all the eternal entities, and Shri Krishna is the topmost conscious entity existing among all the conscious entities. That is why Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam is the topmost among all the eternal and among all the conscious beings. That is why that's the real meaning of Amaravasti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Puro Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarka Dhish Bhagavan Ki, Jai Guru Shri La Prabhupada Ki, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Jai. Very good,
thank you. Very good. You hit the point.
Stab.
Good question. You answered very nice question. Last question was very good.
चलो पैक करें. 6:30 बजे आरती होगी फिर.
होगी तो फिर शादी भी होगी.
तो हमने जो थोड़ा लंबा दिया वो तो प्रश्नों के कारण थोड़ा लंबा गलती तो नहीं किया.
नहीं नहीं बात वंडरफुल
है.
Right.